supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick, and healed, and made well, and afflicted, and sat upon the throne, and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. So welcome. And of course, at the beginning, let me congratulate on the auspicious anniversary of Iranian Islamic Revolution. Congratulations on the auspicious anniversary of Bahman 22nd, the date of Islamic Republic of Iran's victory.
Jamhuriyet!
Today, Tuesday, is the 29th of Jamadi Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 12th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Congratulations on the 10 happy days on anniversary of victory of Iranian Revolution.
In the month of Bahman, the month of Islamic Revolution, be with today's special.
Each year, the month of Bahman reminds all Muslim Ummah and free-minded people around the globe of pleasant and forgettable memories regarding the Imam Khomeini's unprecedented leadership and the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. The 12th of Bahman reminds us of a splendid and triumphant arrival of Imam Khomeini from Paris to Tehran. Finally, in the morning of 12th Bahman, 1357, February 1st, 1979, the great Imam entered his homeland after more than a decade of exile. The good tidings regarding the Imam Khomeini's decision to return to the country was spreading like fire in a jungle. The people had been waiting for such a moment more than 14 years, and whoever heard this news shed tears of joy, and his joy knew no bounds. Millions of people around the country flocked and flooded the entire passage from Mehrabad Airport to Behisht-e Zahra, the cemetery and burial site of the martyrs of the revolution, to hear the Imam Khomeini's historic speech. "I designate a government by the support of this nation," the great Imam said in his historic address. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world, accept our congratulations on the anniversary of Islamic Republic of Iran's victory.
Dr. Fakhr Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In the history of the Islamic Republic of Iran, there are various stages of the more than 14 years of struggling and fighting the Pahlavi regime. The Islamic Revolution of Iran came to receive its triumph, its final triumph. And this is called the 10th day of Fajr, or the Fajr 10 days. The result is that, from 12th of the month Bahman up to the 22nd of Bahman, during these 10 days, the Islamic Revolution of Iran, the currents of change in the Islamic Revolution of Iran escalated, and they found expression in people's more violent uprising against the Pahlavi hegemony. The whole current resulted in the victory of the Islamic Revolution. However, we find that several factors at work. One of them was that the Iranian nation stood against all kinds of tyranny with perseverance. And throughout the Islamic Revolution of Iran and its history, at least from the day of the triumph of the Islamic Revolution of Iran up to now, there have been many conspiracies. However, the Iranian nation showed that by clinging to and getting attached to the high ideals and ideas and slogans and mottos of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, all under the directions of the late Imam Khomeini, people showed that they were able to free themselves from the hands of Americans, because prior to the Islamic Revolution of Iran, Americans were quite dominant in the nation. Another one is that the second element is the soft power of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. The opponents of the Islamic Revolution of Iran knew well, they knew well that they were not such people, I mean, to be able to defeat this nation. Another one was that the Iranian nations knew well its own foes and friends. At the same time, what's important in this regard is that the Iranian nation, I mean, people in Iran, all of them, wanted to come up with a good and faithful revolution to the benefit of not Iranians, but mankind in general, and Muslims in specific. Thank you.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Bahman presents today's special.
In the referendum for determining the form of government, over 98% of the Iranian nation voted for the Islamic Republic system. Now, years after the resounding triumph of the greatest revolution in the 20th century, the Islamic Republic has proved its efficiency in various domains in spite of all-out 8-year war, economic sanctions, political pressures, and media hype. The Iranian nation pursued numerous objectives in their uprising against the despotic Pahlavi regime, which were summarized in three demands, namely independence, freedom, and Islamic government. The Islamic Republic is no doubt the greatest achievement of the Islamic Revolution. This popular system of government has by far exceeded the criteria of the Western democracy and has in fact marginalized it, as it is popular and democratic in the real sense of the word. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, says, "We brought a novel experience. We adopted democracy from religion. Our democracy is accompanied by spirituality and religion. Hence it became religious popular rule. It became the Islamic Republic." On anniversary of Islamic Revolution in Iran, congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world.
Dear brothers and sisters, I have perhaps said this tens of times and in different ways, but I would like to repeat it again. Whenever we relied on the revolution and the revolutionary spirit, we moved forward. And whenever we compromised our values, ignored the revolution, eliminated the principles of the revolution, and justified this course of action, and whenever we mumbled our words in order to please the elements of arrogance, who are the main enemies of Islam and the Islamic Revolution, we fell behind. This is the truth of the matter. The path for the progress of Islamic Iran is to revive the spirit of the revolution and the spirit of jihad.
Iran Islami, ihya ruhiye inqilabi va ihya ruhiye mujahidat ast.
Science and technology achievements of Islamic Revolution. Science and technology are the most important factors for the progress of a country. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution, Iran made strenuous efforts to compensate the backwardness of the regime of Shah and set the ground for scientific progress. Although various sanctions and the 8-year war imposed by the U.S. through its lackey Saddam slowed down the speed of scientific and technological progress in Iran, the war itself was a bounty, as Imam Khomeini called it, because it forced Iranian youth to rely on the indigenous capacities and capabilities to make the country independent. Hence, numerous scientific and technological breakthroughs were put on display one after the other. Now, the Islamic Republic of Iran enjoys a prominent scientific position in the region and the world, and in some of the sophisticated technologies which are in the monopoly of the Western governments, Iran is a pioneer.
Among the many things that make Imam Khomeini the personality that he was, that he was an arif of a high caliber, but this never meant that he had secluded himself from the rest of society. He believed that an arif needs to be in constant engagement with the rest of the society. This you would not rarely see in personalities outside of the personality of Imam Khomeini rahimahullah. And this is why when he had written those numerous books, like for example Arba'una Hadith, or his commentary on Fusus al-Hikam, or Adabul Salah, or Al-Adab al-Ma'nawiyya lis-Salah, or Misbah al-Hidayah ila al-Khilafati wal-Wilaya, or Hadith Junud al-Aqli wal-Jahl, or his commentary on Dua al-Sabah, and the list could go on, all emphasizing not only on the moral akhlaqi aspects of Islam, but also the deeper spiritual dimensions of Islam as portrayed by Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, preserving that strong level of being engaged with the rest of society. Even though he was a man of high spirituality, he was also someone who was engaging in political discourse. He was someone who stood face to face with diplomats and explain to them how the Iranian country was falling to its plight by the Shah being the Vatan Furush that he was, by him meeting with delegates sent by Qatar who were indirectly threatening him with war, and how he had explained to them clearly that we are men of war, there is nothing that we are scared of, there are tens and thousands of young youth who have nothing other than love for martyrdom. So what is there that could be someone who could bring about fear in the personality of Imam Khomeini rahimahullah?
Dear brothers and sisters, accept our congratulations on the victory of Islamic Revolution of Iran. Congratulations to all Muslim brothers, all freemen, all around the world.
Food for thought.
Salam, friends, and let us start the day by contemplating upon what the leader of the pious, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, has said about the vicissitudes of life. The consequence of fear is disappointment, and of bashfulness is frustration. Opportunity passes away like the cloud, therefore, make use of good opportunities.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful tradition which has been narrated from our sixth Imam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This Hadith is about self-scrutiny and alludes to the benefits of self-scrutiny and its place in Islam, and also the problems that arise when somebody foregoes this good trait. In this tradition, Imam says, "The man for whom each day passes exactly the same as another, where there is no change in his character or his deeds, is indeed a loser." Imam, in this tradition, he he separates three people from one another. In other words, he kind of divides human beings into four groups. Two basic groups, you know, good people and bad people, and then these bad people, these evil people, he divides them into three categories. The first is the man for whom each day passes exactly is the same as the other, in the sense that the previous day and the next day are the same for him. He doesn't really change. He doesn't change either for the worse or for the better. The Imam characterizes this person as a loser. Right. Okay. The second category is this, and the man for whom the next day is always worse than the previous day is indeed cursed. Right. So if he is a person whose subsequent day is worse than the previous one, this person is a person who is cursed. And finally, the third category is the category of the person who the Imam describes in the following way. And the man who never sees to improve himself day after day is indeed at a loss. Right. You might be asking, where does this allude to self-scrutiny? Well, if a person wants to remove these traits from himself, it's necessary for him to scrutinize himself, to look at his actions every day, to see, you know, in which category he falls, right? So as to avoid falling into any of these categories, it's necessary for us to take account of ourselves, to assess ourselves, to look at ourselves, how our day passed, right? So we don't fall into one of these categories of bad people and evil people. And whoever passes his days in such loss, the Imam says, death is surely better for him. Right? At least by dying, you know, his days have finished, and he can't say that this day is worse than the previous one, or the same as the previous one, or he hasn't improved. But death, surely death is better for such a person than living, and this is really such a bad trait. So in order for us to avoid such falling into such a trap and or falling into one of these categories, it's necessary for us to improve ourselves every day, right? So the necessary concomitant of this tradition is that a good person is a person who is constantly improving every day, right? Well, so how can we do this? We can do this when we can only do this when we assess how we are every day, look at our faults, look at our good deeds, try to remove the faults, and try to improve and intensify our good traits so that we don't fall into one of these categories. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at self-scrutiny in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Afa for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more. No more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
ودعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناديتك أرجو غفرانا يا من ينجينا إحسانا ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Welcome back, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Thanks for being with us. We were practicing page 338, right? Yes?
Oh, 48.
48. No, 10.
Page 48. 48. 48. Yes, page 48. So let's continue. Some verses, inshallah, we'll practice.
I want to practice page
591. Grammar level is 18.
Go to page 48, everyone.
I'm in.
Go to page 48.
First.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
So where we had practiced up to كما علمه الله yes
yes
فليكتب وليملل الذي
Allah
yes.
We stopped here.
One, two, three. فليكتب.
فليكتب.
وليملل.
وليملل.
الذي عليه الحق.
الذي عليه الحق.
وليتق الله ربه.
وليتق الله ربه
ولا يبخس منه شيئا
ولا يبخس منه
شيئا
I said yes,
yes. Yeah.
You change it to Aleph
yeah.
The Tanween Fatha فإن كان الذي عليه الحق
فإن كان الذي عليه الحق
okay. Recite with the same voice, okay? With the same rhythm, I mean, okay? فإن كان الذي عليه الحق
فإن كان الذي عليه الحق
سفيها أو ضعيفا
سفيها أو ضعيفا
يحيى يعري making a lot of mistakes with عين
عين عين
okay تعن شعن
محمد يا
عين يحيى
Listen to me. So Hamza, he produces the sound not a. Okay. So this one, look. Safihan aw da'ifa.
Safihan aw da'ifa.
Don't say. Aw. Aw. It means that ayn with waw. It changes the meaning of the Quran.
What does it equal?
Huh?
What it means?
I don't know.
Aw.
But it just changes the meaning.
So I need
okay.
Eyes.
So, أو لا يستطيع. أو
لا يستطيع.
أي يمل.
أي يمل.
هو فليملل وليه.
هو فليملل وليه.
بالعدل.
بالعدل
واستشهدوا
واستشهدوا
شهيدين
شهيدين
من رجالكم
من رجالكم
فإن لم يكونا رجلين
فإن لم يكونا رجلين
Hey, pay attention to that aleph. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُونَا رَجُلَيْنِ
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran?
What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with let's recite the Quran.
فإن لم
يكونا
رجلين
فرجل
وامرأتان
ممن
ترضون
من الشهداء
أن تضل
إحداهما
فتذكر
إحداهما الأخرى
ولا يأبى الشهداء
إذا ما دعوا
ولا تسأموا
أن تكتبوه
صغيراً أو كبيراً
إلى أجله
ذلكم
أقسط
عند الله
وأقوم
للشهادة
وأدنى
ألا
ترتابوا
إلا أن تكون
ما شاء الله تجارة حاضرة
تديرونها
بينكم
فليس عليكم
جناح ألا تكتبوها
وأشهدوا
إذا تبايعتم
ولا يضار
كاتب
ولا شهيد
وإن تفعلوا
فإنه
فسوق
بكم
فسوق بكم
واتقوا الله
واتقوا الله
ويعلمكم الله والله بكل شيء عليم
والله بكل شيء عليم
أحسن صدق الله العلي العظيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد سائر صلوات
اللهم صل على
Muhammad.
Sir,
it's only, you only
read
one ayah. Recite a
salawat.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj. Okay, do you have any question?
Yeah.
What is your question?
My question is, dear Muslims and brother, do you have a problem with the ayn?
Do you have a problem with the ayn?
Yeah,
but sir.
Because we got a student here.
No.
What this jim that this surah have a lot? This safa have a lot.
A lot of jim.
Yeah.
Inshallah, we'll because study. Very good question. As you see in this page, we have jim. Okay, so many jim we have in some of the parts of the verses. Okay, at the middle or after some words. Okay, there is a small jim like.
This is the beauty of Quran.
What?
This is the beauty of Quran.
This is the beauty of Quran. those are the flowers.
Yeah, they are cute. Small jeans.
Okay, small jeans. So they are the babies of the other jeans, yeah?
Yeah.
So good. Yeah, of course, they are the babies, okay? But this jeem, we have also, for example, meme, we have like la, we have pa, sometimes we have sa, li, or sala, qali, or qala, these things, okay? Yeah. So inshallah, we'll study them. They are the signs of. Stop.
The beauty of Quran.
Okay.
The
signs of pauses. Okay. So they help you understand where should you pause as you are reciting. Where should you pause? Where shouldn't you pause? Okay.
I love that they put a lot in this safa because it's all one ayah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Inshallah, we'll study them. Okay, in the coming sessions. But now, let's give a thanks to Xavier International School Network and also IRB
English
Radio. Inshallah, we'll get back. Stay with us. Recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad
wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajaha.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua.
In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Allahumma azuma bala'i wa afrat bi suhali wa qasrat bi a'mali wa qa'adat bi aghlali wa habasani an naf'i bu'du amali وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها.
Brothers and sisters, previously we started discussing this part of the divine Kumail supplication. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي. O Allah, my tribulation is tremendous, my bad state is excessive. وَقَصُرَتْ بِي أَعْمَالِي, my acts are inadequate. وَقَعَدَتْ بِي أَغْلَالِي, my fetters have tied me down. To give you a short summary of what we discussed over the first part of this phrase, اللهم عظم بلائي, we said that the insightful servants have suggested several meanings for the word bala or tribulations. The first meaning was the sins, and it has been said that the exact meaning of tribulations are the sins, which are the greatest misfortunes. Some have also said that the great tribulation may be the remoteness from Almighty Allah's closeness. And some others believed that tribulation here means ignorance, which is the root of all of our problems, deprivations, and difficulties we face and encounter in our lives. And of course, in hereafter. Now, this part continues saying, Allahumma azma bala'i wa afrata bi su'u hali. And my bad state is excessive. Bad state, dear listeners, means immorality, and this is one of the worst problems we have. The insightful people believe that it is the most severe concealment, which deprives human beings from understanding the words of the Lord, understanding the truth. It deprives them from gaining blessings and Almighty Allah's closeness and nearness. The one who is in this state, he cannot seek his way, he cannot seek Almighty Allah's countenance, and he cannot comprehend the Quranic teachings. He cannot understand, and he cannot act based upon our tradition. The Holy Quran says, "Kalla innahum an rabbihim yawma'idhin lamahjubun." Surely, on that day, the sinners will be covered from the mercy of their Lord.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing
with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
The Almighty Allah in the Holy Quran has stressed upon the importance of purifying our souls, purifying from vices, and then adorning it with virtues, different good deeds. And the Almighty Allah has stressed on it over any other duties of human beings. After swearing 11 times in His Quran, the Almighty has stated the eternal fortune and salvation of purified souls and servants, and the disappointment of the sinners. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّهَا. He will indeed be successful who purifies it. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّهَا. And he will indeed fail who corrupts it. The two pronouns ha, or translated as it, are referring to the soul. So this is the bad state or immorality of our souls that is depriving us from being close to the Almighty Allah and His words, understanding our duties and salvation. Humans' immoral state leads to moral blindness, as the verse suggested. إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُبُونَ. There will be a cover from the mercy of the Lord. They will be blind, they won't see and they won't recognize. So they will be remote from the truth. This immoral state will cause deafness to the call of Almighty Allah and His prophets, and lack of awareness of Almighty Allah's mercy. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, خصلتان لا تجتمعان في مسلم. A believer does not possess two attributes, البخل وسوء الخلق, stinginess and bad morality. In this regard, also Imam Ali alayhi salam has stated, لا وحشة أوحش من سوء الخلق. No fear is more frightening than bad temper. So this is what bad state means in this part of the Kumail supplication. Allahumma adhuma bala'i wa afrata bi su'u hali. My bad state is excessive. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through all my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to yet another edition from series of Qiyana in Islamic Beliefs from IRIB English Radio. Those who have been listening to this series of shows, they are quite familiar with the current that we have in this series of shows. We are trying to answer doubts and misconceptions that we receive from different questioners from around the world. And for that, we invite Islamic researchers, scholars from Qom Seminary Schools to help us with the answers. As usual, we have invited Sheikh Murtada Karmi, Islamic researcher and scholar from Qom Seminary Schools, to help us in this show. He is the guest of us in this studio. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for accepting the invitation. The question of the day is concerning the iddah, or a time period that ladies need to keep after the divorce or the demise of their husbands. The question exactly is that due to the advancement of science and technology and the different tools and instruments that help us to diagnose the pregnancy and DNA test, so why should the ladies and women keep this period of iddah after the divorce or the demise of the husbands? This is the question that we need Sheikh Murtada Karimi to shed some light on and explain about that. And before diving into the answer itself, I'd like Sheikh to briefly define the idea itself for those who have not been familiar with this term, for even those who are listening to us and they have no familiarity with Islamic beliefs. Sheikh, thank you very much.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let me share one verse in this regard, and then I'll explain about the term, because this verse helps us understand the term too.
Yeah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in chapter At-Talaq, verse 1, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, Ya ayyuha an-Nabi, O the Prophet, إِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاء, when you divorce women, فَطَلِّقُوهُنَّ لِعِدَّتِهِمْ, divorce them at the conclusion of their term, وَأَحْصُوا الْعِدَّةَ, and calculate the term. And then be wary of Allah, your Lord. So, of course, this verse is referring only to divorce, but we have the same regarding the demise of the husbands as well. So, Hidda is referring to that period, to that term, after the demise of the husband or after divorce. And this period has a couple of rulings, I mean, based on Islamic jurisprudence. One of the most important ones is that those women are not permitted to get married to another husband, except after passing this period.
True.
And we have different, we have made details in this regard, because, as I mentioned, the term for demise is different from that of divorce. For the first, it is 4 months and 10 days. For divorce, in many cases, is 3 periods of menstruation, about 3 months. But for the details, our dear listeners need to refer to the religious authorities that they follow. Again, for the temporary marriage and for the permanent marriages, there are, different verdicts, so we are not going to talk about jurisprudence. So the point is that after divorce or after demise of the husband, women for something between 3 to 4 months and 10 days, they need to wait, then they are able to get married. Now, many people think that the reason and the only reason for this period is that Islam says that woman might be pregnant, with the ex-husband who has passed away or who has